I'll take the recorder with me. But I'd like everyone to please like gather, because especially since one of the shirim isn't even here right now, to see. I'd ask everyone just to please come to these tables. If it doesn't work, so we'll have to delete the tape. Okay. Anyway, here we go. So I hope this is loud enough. If not, all right, we'll find out. If you know this song, so then you can sing along. You know it? Hey, okay, we'll stop it there. We'll stop it there. There's a limit. Okay. You know, people might say, you know, what? You know, are we in the wrong yeshiva? Right? I didn't say what the wrong yeshiva was. I just said, are we in the wrong yeshiva? What's going on? Okay. So first of all, that particular song, does anyone know who wrote that song? Who wrote the words to that song? So, if I were to tell you that it was written by a Rosh Yeshiva, and it was written by a Litvisha Rosh Yeshiva, and not a Hasidic Rosh Yeshiva, you would probably be surprised. It was written by Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, Zatzal, based on a medieval poem, but he took the theme of the poem and he turned it into the song. He also, to the best of my knowledge, and I think Rav Ebner probably could verify this part, he also wrote the tune. And then the question is, like, okay, so he, you know, so Rosh Yeshiva, Misnagdi Rosh Yeshiva, they can sing too. But what do they sing? What are the words of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne? Right. So Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, right? So I'll just, you know, read the words to you. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne Lahadar Kvodo. I will, in my heart, I will build a Mishkan in order to glorify his honor. Over Mishkan, and in this Mishkan, and in this sanctuary, Mizbeach Akim, I will establish, I will put up a Mizbeach LeKarnei Hodo, in order to, so that his glory will shine through. Ulener Tamid, and for the light that burns forever, Ekach li yadei sha'akeda, I will take the fire of the Akedah, the fire of self-sacrifice, the Korban, and for the Korban, for the sacrifice itself, Akriv lo et nafshi hayichida. I will sacrifice my only, my soul, my S-O-L-E, S-O-U-L. Right? That's what the words are saying. And I thought about this song because of a pasuk in the parsha. The parsha, and it's a pasuk that you say, hopefully say, every day in Psukei Dezimra. It's part of the Shira Tayam. And it's also a pasuk like most of the Shira Psukim that you say and you probably know and you probably don't even know what you're saying. Ozi v'zimrat yah v'ayili l'shua. My victory and song is God. He was my salvation. Ze eli v'anvehu. This is my Lord v'anvehu. I'm going to leave it without translation for the moment. Elokei avi, the Lord of my father, v'arom imenu. The Lord of my father, and I will lift him up. I will raise him still higher in this translation. What does va'anvehu mean? Anyone have an idea? Ze ke li va'anvehu. What does that mean? Open up the floor. So I'm going to give you, yeah.
Prophesy about him.
Oh. Good guess based on the phonetics, right? But that's Navi with a vet. This is Anvehu with a Vav. Okay? So what is Va'anvehu? So Rashi says on the Pasuk, if you take a look at Rashi in the Pasuk, so he tells the idea of Va'anvehu, and this is based on Chazal, Anvehu is that I will glorify him. Where we get the notion of Hidur mitzvah. The psukim, the Chazal use this pasuk as the source for hidur mitzvah, of glorifying mitzvah, or as beautifying. This is my God, I will beautify. Meaning, how I don't beautify God? God is without substance. So what? How do I beautify God? Talit na'e, sukkah na'a, lulav na'e. So I take the mitzvot that I'm doing and I make them beautiful. That's one approach. There's another approach that's found in the Targum. Anvehu nave nun vav he is a home. Like if you go out to Gush Etzion, for example, there is a town in Gush Etzion called Neve Daniel. So Neve Daniel means the house of Daniel. Nave is another word for home. The Shmuel Hanavi, speaking of David, speaks of how he was taken from me Hanave, from the house of the Tzon, from the sheep pen. But it's Nave is a place of living, a dwelling. And so the Targum says, Zekeli, this is my Lord, Va'anvehu, I will build him a home. Because one of the themes in the Shira, Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadecha, at the end of the Shira, already as they're crossing Yamsuf, they're thinking to the end game, they're thinking towards the Beit HaMikdash. So they say, this is what I'm going to do. Zekeli Va'anvehu, I am going to build him the Beit HaMikdash. That's what Targum Unkelus says. But you can combine those two ideas. And this, interestingly enough, if I mentioned how Rosh Yeshiva can sing Hasidic songs, can write Hasidic songs, so here there's a merging of the Kotzker says it, and Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, the Yekesha, he says it too. What is Va'anvehu? I will make myself a home for God. Bilvavi mishkan evne. I will turn myself into the house of the Lord. That's how I'm going to glorify Him. That's how I'm going to change things. Bilvavi mishkan evne lehadar kvodo, in order to glorify His honor. Zekeli, this is my Lord, va'anvehu, and I will make myself into a home for Him. Rabotai, I don't want this to be a long Musar Shulos, but I want you to think about something which is, I think, incredibly foreign to the way maybe every single person, and I include myself into this, think of this. You know, what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? What does it mean to serve God? What does it mean, you know, when I played that song and they said it's a joke, we're in the wrong yeshiva. What does it mean when people talk about being spiritual? What do they think? So too often, and this is the biggest mistake that a person can make, too often it's a question of focusing on me. What am I, how am I, like if I ask you, what was one of your goals for the year? To become closer to God? Yeah, for a lot of you it was. But it was a question of, how do I feel spiritually closer to God? It was about me. Each one of us. It wasn't about God. God wasn't in the center. It wasn't that I was turning myself into the Mishkan. And it wasn't that I was going to take ul korban akriv lo et nafshi, and I was going to make sacrifice my soul to Him. It was, what is He doing for me? How am I feeling better, more spiritual, more complete? That's our goal, and that's the wrong goal. If you want to feel closer and more spiritual to God, you have to flip the tables. You have to turn the tables. You have to say, it's not about me, it's about God. It's about what I am doing for God. Am I, in what I do, and what I think, and what I say, am I acting as a mishkan for Hashem? Am I acting in a way that glorifies God by virtue of who I am? And I can tell you something. If you make that mind switch, if you have that paradigm shift, and you take yourself out of the center, and you put God into the center, and you really ask, how am I, what am I doing? And how is that going to change things? And how is that going to serve God? And how am I acting in a way that is furthering the Ribono Shel Olam in this world? The second half of the Pasuk, Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, right? Well, how does the Pasuk continue? Right? Elokei Avi Va'arumenhu. Right, the Lord of my father, and I will bring Him higher. Every generation brings God up a certain amount, and then it's our job to go beyond what was already built. But only if I'm saying from the beginning that I'm not in the center. I am at best the Mishkan in which to make God all the grander. Take the words of the song to heart. Take the words of the song of Shirat Hayam to heart. And turn that heart into the Mishkan Hashem.